A peace conference is taking place next weekend at Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz, New York. The Conference on Building and Sustaining Peace is part of the 150th anniversary celebrations of the founding of Mohonk Mountain House by the Smiley family in 1869. Nina Smiley is director of mindfulness programming at Mohonk.
Founder Albert Smiley was interested in bringing people together to talk about issues, to talk about living in harmonious relationships. And so the way we talk about peace is living in harmonious relationship with self, others, and all of life. And Mohonk is the perfect place to reflect on that, to talk about it. The peace conferences at Mohonk Mountain House go back a long, long time. In 1895, founder Albert convened the first of many conferences on international arbitration at the Mountain House, and he brought together leaders. One of the amazing things about this is that these conferences informed the Hague conferences, informed the League of Nations, informed the United Nations. So we like to say when we walk into the parlor at Mohonk Mountain House, where our conference is going to be held on November 1st to 3rd, that you're walking back into a history of thoughtful discussion, of deep listening, of the interest in working things out together. So we're paying tribute this year, in our 150th year, to the conferences that happened so many years ago at Mohonk, the International Arbitration Conferences, and also to Mohonk Consultations, which is a group that was founded by Keith Smiley in 1980. And Mohonk Consultations was founded to encourage people to talk to each other.
Philip Helmick is a keynote speaker. He's an international consultant and speaker who will share a vision of peace from inner to international levels, the challenges in realizing this vision, and ways to be part of creating a more peaceful world. Smiley mentions another keynote speaker.
We have Sakina Yacoby, who talks about educating girls and women as a path to peace and building peaceful societies. And she's done a lot of work in Afghanistan and working with women and girls. And Jeffrey Weisberg, who is a co-founder and executive director of the River Phoenix Center for Peace Building. Part of this is looking at the present moment, which is mindfulness. Mindfulness is being right here, right now, in the moment, a moment-to-moment awareness of what is in a gentle, non-judgmental way.
Dr. Yacoby has educated more than 3,000 girls in some 80 underground schools and continues to advocate for systemic educational reform in her home country of Afghanistan. She founded the Afghan Institute of Learning in refugee camps in Pakistan. She is also the co-founder of Creating Hope International, working to empower grassroots community development through support for organizations in Afghanistan and India that provide education, health, social, and economic programming.
We have Sue DeSecco, who is working with the Peace Crane Project, and she goes around the world having people do peace cranes, do origami, and then bringing that moment of peace and that effort towards peace around the world and hanging these cranes together as an opportunity to look in a different way at peace within oneself, peace between individuals, peace in communities, and peace across the world.
Sunday's programming has a panel of students on youth and the future of peace. The panel includes the Rondout Valley High School Human Rights Club, State University of New York at New Paltz International Student Program and Global Engagement Group, and the Bruderhof community, the Mount High School. Mohonk Consultations is presenting the Weekend of Peace Conference November 1st through 3rd at Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz. Visit WAMC.org for more information. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.